That's Brother Hanson from Truth Live Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We've been in this book for quite some time, and now we're going to continue. And we've gone 17 chapters now, 17 chapters in the book of Jeremiah. And I hope you're enjoying it. It's a pretty long book, but it still has so much information that I love this book because we've been in it so many times. So let's get right into our study in the 17th chapter of Jeremiah. The sin of Judah is written down with an iron stylus. With a diamond point, it is engraved upon the tablet of their heart and on the horns of their altars. As they remember their children, so they remember their altars and their asherim. By green trees on the high hills, O mountain of mine in the countryside, I will give over your wealth and all your treasures for booty, your high places for sin throughout your borders, and you will, even of yourself, let go of your inheritance that I gave you, and I will make you serve your enemies. In the land which you do not know, for you have kindled a fire in my anger. You know, God had a limit here. And as he told Jeremiah, don't even pray for these people. These folks are beyond hope. And we're going to impose judgment regardless of how anybody prays. And that was a horrible place to be, but that's where they went. For you have kindled a fire in my anger, which will burn forever. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind. You know, there's another translation to this. And cursed is the man that leans on the flesh. And I tend to like that one because it kind of gives us all an idea of how we lean on the arm of the flesh constantly. And it's hard to trust in the power of God because you have to let go of your flesh. You have to let go and you have to trust God. So this is something that is a verse that's very popular. Cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. For he will be like a bush in the desert and will not see when prosperity comes, but will live in stony wastes in the wilderness, a land of salt without inhabitant. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose trust is in the Lord, is the Lord, actually, whose trust is the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the water. Now, this is something that David wrote in the Psalms as well. And I'm sure that Jeremiah probably wrote or probably read this in the scriptures that David wrote, the Psalms. He will be like a plate tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. The heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? The heart is deceitfully than all else. You know, It's a shame that our hearts have been corrupted by Satan. And we come out of our mother's womb speaking lies. And it's deceitful from the very root. It's desperately sick, desperately wicked in one translation. Who can understand it or who can know it? I, the Lord, search the hearts. I test the mind, even to each man according to his ways, according to the results of his deeds, as a partridge that hatches eggs which it has not laid. So is he who makes a fortune, but unjustly. In the midst of his days, it will forsake him. And in the end, he will be like a fool. A glorious throne on high from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you will be put to shame. Those who turn away on earth will be written down because they have forsaken the fountain of living water. Even the Lord. They have forsaken the fountain of living water. You know, it takes more faith to forsake God and serve other gods than it does to serve these other gods. It takes a lot of faith to serve a God that is nothing more than a piece of wood or bronze or copper or gold. It doesn't matter what it's made out of, it takes more faith. To think that a god of metal or a god of wood or a god of made of by man is of any use at all. It takes a lot of faith for that, folks. As I've said before, it takes more faith to believe in evolution than it does to believe in Almighty God. And I admire these people because they have so much faith in these things that they believe. And if they would just concentrate their faith in trusting God and trusting the Word, they would have so much benefit from it. But it seems as though they concentrate their faith in believing in Charles Darwin or some theory of evolution that as you've came from a reptile or a fish or I lost count. They lost me because they have went so far into the left field that I can't even imagine anybody believing some of this stuff. And you start to argue with them or talk to them, and they have an answer for everything, it seems, and it just I hate talking to somebody that has the answer for everything. You know that? I don't know about you, but if they have all the answers, look out. There's something seriously wrong. Those who turn away on earth will be written down because they have forsaken the fountain of living water, even the Lord. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. Because the Lord is the only one that can heal. He's the only one that can save. He is the only one that can give us what we need. Did you know that? There's no other source. You know, there's a lot of things you can think, but God is the source of all life. And if you get that first thing, that first truth down into your spirit, that God is the source of all health, creation, love,
interest,
and everything, then you know that he's the only one that can heal you and save you.
Church.
For you are my praise. Look, they keep saying to me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. But as for me, I have not hurried away from being a shepherd after you, nor have I longed for the woeful day. You yourself know that the utterance of my lips was in your presence. Do not be a terror to me. You are my refuge in a day of disaster. Let those who persecute me be put to shame. But as for me, let me not be put to shame. Let them be dismayed, but let me be not dismayed. Bring on them a day of disaster. This is Jeremiah praying for his persecutors, and this is very interesting. Crush them with twofold destruction. This is really getting down to the nitty-gritty now, isn't it? If you knew how they treated Jeremiah, you'd know. Two kinds of people are contrasted here. Those who trust, first of all, in human beings in the flesh, and those who trust in the Lord, the people of Judah, were trusting in false gods, in military alliances instead of God. And thus they were barren and unfruitful in contrast to those who trusted in God. And they were not like, in Psalm 1, like a tree planted by the water. Those who trusted in human beings, they were impoverished, spiritually weak, they have no strength. But those who trust in the Lord will have abundant strength. And they have everything that they need because God supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory. God makes it clear. And as we read here how the people were serving other gods, it's, do not be a terror to me, O God, please. You're my refuge in day of disaster. Let those who persecute me be put to shame. Let them be put to shame. Let them be dismayed. Let me not be dismayed. Bring on them a day of disaster and crush them with a twofold destruction. Crush them with a twofold destruction. Now, you may think, well, Jeremiah wasn't much of a Christian. Well, if you knew what they did to him, you'd probably know exactly why he said these things, because they treated him horribly. You know, he wasn't the so-called prophet of God as for the day. Like today, you'd think preachers, so-called prophets and bishops and everything, they're treated as though they must get the best hotel room, they must get the best car, the best house, mansions. Now they have mansions and they have million-dollar places to put their airplanes that cost $1 million per year. A hangar for the airplane cost $1 million a year. Can you imagine taking a little old lady's $5 donations and paying $1 million a year for a hangar? I can't even dream this up, folks. This stuff doesn't make sense to me. Thus saith the Lord to me, go and stand in the public gate through which the kings of Judah come in and go out, as well as all the gates of Jerusalem, and say to them, listen to the word of the Lord, kings of Judah and all of the Judah, all the inhabitants of Jerusalem who come through these gates. Thus says the Lord, take heed for yourself and do not carry any load on the Sabbath day, or bring anything in through the gates of Jerusalem. You shall not bring a load out of your houses on the Sabbath day, nor do any work, but keep the Sabbath as holy, as I commanded your forefathers. Yet they did not listen or incline their ears, but stiffened their necks in order to listen, not to listen and take correction. They didn't listen no matter what it was. It didn't matter if it was about the Sabbath. It didn't matter about God. It didn't. They did not want to obey God in any way, shape, or form. And let's pray for our own salvation right now. God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us, cleanse us, and come into our hearts anew. Give us the Holy Spirit. Heal our bodies completely, and let us be free of sickness, free of disease, and let us see you as you really are. You're our creator and our healer, in Jesus' name. Amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening, and also write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.